I think we did your gimel. I think we're holding your dalet. Yeah. Vatishka magla yisav araboiker vatokom b'terem yakiri shesveyeyu vayoymel yivoda kivo yisho agoyren. So she laid down by his feet araboiker until the morning vatokom, and she got up b'terem yakiri shesveyeyu. Here I don't know the difference between the ksiv and the kri at all. But before somebody will recognize somebody else, it shouldn't be known that a woman came to the silo. All right, so first of all, I don't know, when the Gemara talks about Misha Yakir, right, so there's different, I don't do the Gemara Brachos, no, you guys don't learn Brachos, yeah, right? But really, in the Mishnah, the Mishnah talks about the shir mishayakir, when a person could put on tzitzis, right? So, or when you could start saying krishma. So the mishayakir in tchilas sagar, they were different things, but there's mishayakir between two people walking, right? Between your friend and somebody else. The gather, obviously, to tell the difference between a woman and a man, l'chayra, is much easier than to tell, you know, what man it is, right? Let's say that. So, l'chayra, in others, this shear here of, you know, b'terem yakir ishes re'ayu, I don't know, and it's an interesting lashon, because ishes re'ayu sounds like between two men, right? But l'chayra would have to be even earlier than that, right? Al yivada kiva ha'isha ha'gayrin, right? That the woman came to the gayrin. Now, what's ha'isha, I also don't know. Now, what's this lashon? Kiva isha hagayrin would l'chayra be what he was worried about? It sounds like he was worried about that they would know she, this specific isha, came to the gayrin. Now, why that would be the concern? In other words, it doesn't sound like he was chayshe. People were chayshe, it would be chayshe that he was mezana. That doesn't sound like the lashon of the pasuk. Sounds like he was worried that people would think that she, that they would recognize her. Right, that the ha'isha came to the gayrin. So maybe he was worried that if in the end she marries the gayel, right, not him, so there'll be a chashash that she was nivala to him and he already did yibum. So he didn't want anybody to think that's what happened. Maybe that's what the horror.
No, because
Rasha
explains that the vote the town is
what did he say? By light?
By light. There's a diamond
type of above. So what is it? So, and therefore what?
It's a remnant.
Uh-huh. My Shver had a joke. You know, what does light stand for? Shver Zecherevich had a joke. Right? What does light stand for? Light vet chunk. Right? Light with drink, right? So the question is, the better diktuk is, which should be tiled, right? Chunk in vet light. I guess only if you speak Yiddish does it really. Okay. So why wasn't it called Tail? Move. Because then his name wouldn't be Light. It's a joke. Right. Light by Chunky, but if his name was Tail, it wouldn't be Light. So. Right. Yeah. Okay, so but he said she should go back, right? But about a biker, about now, why not just tell her to go now? Why stick around till the morning, right? At a biker. Also, if biker sounds like biker is before yakir yisrael, okay, but that's maybe a separate question. But no, it's the chayra because it's pitch black at night and it's dangerous, right? So you know, it's to send her home in the middle of the night. He didn't want to do. But she should stay there, right? Kiva isha agayrin. Vayomer al yivoda kiva isha agayrin. Now, again, why didn't he say, sit in the corner and say tilla? Vatishka magaloisa varabaiker vatakam atarim yakir ishasvei. Well, it sounds like she went to sleep, right? That's, you know, that's already a gvura, right? You know, she laid down and she went to sleep. I'm not sure what the hadgosh in the pasuk. The pasuk is, he didn't tell her that. If you look in the last pasuk, he said, lini alayla. Right, just stay here overnight. Did we do your gimel?
I don't think so.
Maybe we didn't.
I mean, I
didn't know. Oh, no. We skipped the whole set of psukim. I apologize. Whoa. One second. Yeah, we're up to Tess. I went forward a page, a whole page. I'm sorry. I jumped ahead. Let's go back to Tess, right? Tess we did, right? You know, he said, who's here? And she said, Anoichi Rus Amasecha, right? We asked the Kasha why it says Amasecha before Shivchasecha. Before asking Avecha Amasecha, you should marry me, Kigoyalata, because you're the guy. Right. So let's say, start passing it. So he said, Brucha at Hashem, you're Brucha to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Biti, my daughter, your later chesed is better than the first chesed. Levilti lechas, to not go acharei abachurim, after the young men, imdal imashir, whether they're poor or rich, anybody would want you, right? You wouldn't even have to stick with the poor people. So, in other words, Bishlam, he's rich, so if she could only get a poor husband her age, so it wouldn't be such a big deal that she's coming to him, right? But he's saying you could get a rich husband. So the fact that you're not sticking to your age bracket, but coming to me because of the Yibum and because I'm the Goyal, is Heitav Tchaste Chacham in Arishan. Your later Chesed is greater than your first Chesed. So what was the first Chesed? So Rashi learns, Min Arishan Asher Asis Es Chameisech. Right? The first Chesed was what you did for your mother-in-law, that you gathered grain, you brought her food. Now those who learn that the first Chesed is that she's willing to do something for Machlay, right? There seems to be chaser in the pasuk, and this is l'chayr what she's doing for Machle. I wasn't sure exactly what that was. I did see those who learned that the first chesed was to join Klal Yisrael. It was be'etzem a chesed for her to join Klal Yisrael. Not sure who that's a chesed for. Chesed for the Rebbeinu Shalom. I mean, what would that mean? The Geirim are doing a chesed by becoming Yidden. I wasn't sure what the pshat is, but I saw those who say such. But your later chesed, now that you're coming to marry me, rather than sticking to your age bracket, that's a greater chesed than the first chesed. Now again, let's say the first chesed is taking care of her mother-in-law. L'chaira, in other words, it's automatically a greater chesed, right? She, you know, she's here, she's basically signing away her life to marry Bayaz, right? Somebody who is, I don't know, maybe 300 years older than her, depending on the shita. Right, that we have, but either way, even if it's somebody closer to, you know, just a regular Zaki, but she's signing away to marry him rather than to marry somebody around her age. Miata biti altiri ilasha taimini eseloch ki yoideak al sharami ki eshes chayilot. So now, my daughter, don't be afraid. Whatever you said, I'll do for you. The gate of my nation knows that you're an Eishes Chayel. So first of all, it sounds like he's like calming her down, right? Don't be afraid, right? What would she be afraid of? So it sounds like maybe, in other words, we mentioned that the Shiloh was whether Naomi sent her assuming she would have Bia and do the Yibam right away, or he said whatever Bayez tells you will happen. So if the Shaila, you know, it could be he's telling her, the reason I'm not doing Yibam right away is because there's another Gael. But don't be afraid that I'm going to let it hang around, that I'm not going to act on this, right? In other words, you should know the fact that I'm not doing the Yibam right now is not just pushing you off, but I'm going to take care of it. I'll tell you, call Hashem Taimi Asalach, whatever you said I'm going to do. So that's what she would be afraid of, that she went through this whole thing and now he's just pushing it off. No, I'm not going to push it off. Right? But the phrase, ki yadea kol shara mi ki eshet chayalot, I don't know what it means. If you take a look at the Targum here, the Targum is, I found this very, very interesting. It says, galei kodam kol yasvei teros an hedrin rabu da ami arum itzat tzadikta ant. Right? It's revealed, it's known in front of all those who sit in the Sanhedrin, right? Sanhedrin Rabba Da'ami, the Sanhedrin Agodol of my nation, that you're a tzaddik, you're a tzaddikus. Right? It was Mufursim in the Sanhedrin about Rus being a tzaddikus. Okay, let's assume Bayaz as the Shaifa was the head of the Sanhedrin of his time. Right? Let's assume that. Right? It could be that that Pinchas was at this time. It could be. Right? But let's assume that it was Bayaz. Right? That's anybody have a raya for? Oh, Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if you do the Gemara. Right? That that they were that the Shaifdim were the heads of the Sanhedrin.
Which part? Which?
I don't know if you did it. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says, end of the second, you didn't get to here. End of the second part. Gemara says that Shalaka Kasar Shoshagalyan Kishamuriam Lamilha Yu Bal Bidaira Kemaisha Bidaira Bidam Bidaira Kaharim Bidaira Yiftach Bidaira Kishmo Bidaira. Right, so all these Shaifdim, right, Gidain, Yiftach, and Shimshain were like Shmuel, Maisha and Aaron in their time. Right? Shafila Kashabakalam and Smana Panasal Siba Reo Kabi Arabir. Right, so it sounds like they were the heads of the Sanhedrin. Right? You don't have to listen to just people who are mayors or governors or even so. Okay, but anyway, but so even if Bayaz was at the Sanhedrin, and therefore let's assume the Sanhedrin wasn't Beis Lechem, but why is this a thing, right? Everybody, the whole Sanhedrin knows that you're a tzaddikus. First of all, they're too busy talking about, you know, I don't know. It struck me as interesting at the best. Eish Yischayel, so again, the targum of Eish Yischayel is tzaddikus. Right, the shaila is Eishes Chayil Miimtza. Right, is it referring to an Eishes Chayil? Right, and the wife of a Chayil. Right, now, so how does he become a Chayil if she has all these milas? Or it's a description of the Isha. She's an Eishes Chayil. The words Eishes Chayil sound like she's the wife of a Chayil. Right, in other words, it's smichus. It's not Isha Chayola. Right, it's Eishes Chayil, the wife of a Chayil. But here, clearly, that's not the pshat. Right? You know, there's everybody knows Keisha's the first one, she's not married. But second of all, the targum is beferish that way. It's a tzaddikta at. Right? You're a woman that's a tzaddikus. So Eishas here means Isha, not Isha Shel, right? Which is generally what it means. Okay. Eishas Ish, right? What does the phrase Eishas Ish mean? The woman of a man, not a woman. Right, not woman man, but the woman of a man. Here, Eishes Chayil, we're saying an Isha that is a Chayil. Even that should be Isha Chayala, right? That's a okay. But Lamaisa, that's clearly the Psha here. I'm not sure in the Dikta. V'yatok yomnom ki im goyel ki goyel anaychi v'gam yesh goyel karoy mimani. So, but my hold up is the following. V'ata now ki yomnom, however. Ki goyel anoichi, it's true that I'm a goyel. Vegam yesh goyel karev mimeni, but there's also a goyel that's more karev than me, that's closer than me. So we spoke about the family before. Right? The way Rashi goes is that, and the Gemara is that there were four brothers, right? The four brothers were Salmain, Elimelech, Toiv, and the father of Nami. Right, those are the four brothers. Right, Salmain had a son Bayaz, right, and Elimelech's son Machlain married Rus. So Machlain and Elimelech were first cousins. But Taiv, right, in other words, the uncle, is a generation closer. Right, he's Elimelech's brother, not Elimelech's brother's son. Right, in other words, Bayaz is Elimelech's brother Salmain's son. So they're first cousins with Machlain. Right, he's doing the geula here on Machlein or in Elimelech's property. So he's a nephew of Elimelech. Masha'en Kain, the goyel that's kriva mimani, that's karev mimani, is a brother of Elimelech and an uncle of Machlon, not a first cousin of Machlon. So there's a Goyal that's Karei Mimeni. Right? There's a Goyal that's Karei Mimeni. I did see, Rabbi Krasner brought a couple of Midrashim, that Elimelech and Boaz were brothers. Right? Which would mean, in other words, they were the next generation. They were all sons of Salmai. Right? So now, and the Taiv was also a brother. So now why is he Karev? I wasn't sure. I didn't see that he brought, why he was Karev, unless he was just older. So that's called Karev Mimeni. But the Diyuk is because, we'll see what the Diyuk is. What?
Was he the oldest?
It would seem that the Taiv was the oldest.
Yeah.
Right, we'll see whether he's Taiv, Pliny, Amani, we'll see how, whether that's his name. But whatever it is, but Karev Mimeni, first, I hear, right? He comes first, but, okay. Even that's a Chiddush. In other words, it says Akarev Karev Kaidem, the Gemara in Kedushin says Akarev Karev Kaidem, closest, comes first. But that this kedima by Yibum to the oldest, but that's even by brothers. I don't know. You know, it's here where we're doing the Inyan of Yibum. Does the oldest come first? Maybe here. Maybe that would be the dik. If that's the pshat that he was the oldest, then that would be he's called Taka the closest. Right?
Isn't Yibum only for a brother?
The din of Yibum is only for a brother, right? But we see from the whole Sefer Rus that there's an Inyan of Yibum for relatives. Right, the Ramban, we mentioned a few times, the Ramban in Chumash by the Parish of Tamar, right, says that also. Right, that's why Yehuda, there was an Indian for him to marry Tamar. Once Shayla wasn't giving her Shayla. Now again, there it would generally be an Isser, right? Now, so the father of the dead husband, right, it's Kalasai, right? It's a Kalasai, it's his daughter-in-law, be an Isser, but that was before Mount Taira, so Yehuda was mutter to Tamar. But here, it would only be cousins that would be mutter, but it wouldn't be, you know, the Issa Dairais of Eshesach were matir for Yibum. The Torah is matir for Yibum. We're not matir any of the other Arais for this Inyan, right? But here, we're either dealing with uncles or cousins, right, which would be mutter, so it's not that issue, right? But that's the Ramban. The whole Inyan here is an Inyan of Yibum. It's Yakum Ashay Rachav Amei somehow, right? Even though it's not the Mitzvah Dairais of Yibum.
Who's this other girl? How is he related? I don't know.
Yeah, we do know. He's the way Rashi's learning, he's Elimelech's brother. Elimelech, Taiv, Pliny Amaini, right? Salmain, and the father of Naomi are brothers. Okay? So he's an uncle of Boaz and an uncle of Machlon. Right, so he's closer to Machlon than Boaz. Boaz is the first cousin. Right, this is a generation before, so he's closer. Okay, Lini alai lavaya vaboy gemi galich toivi govim layach boitz legalich ugalti chanoi chichayadoi noi shechvi araboyker. So Lini alai. What does the word lin mean? Stay overnight. Right, it doesn't mean sleep. Right, it means stay overnight. So Lini Alayla, stay tonight.
Rest?
What?
Rest?
No. Lini Alayla, v'hayav abayker, and it'll be in the morning. Im yigalech toiv yigal. If toiv redeems you, he'll redeem. Im lo yachweitz yigalech. If he doesn't want to redeem you, ugal techanoichi chay Hashem. I'll redeem you. I swear by Hashem. Shichvi yad abayker, lay down until the morning. So here, there's a few things. First of all, it's halayla and babayker, right? In other words, I'm not waiting over here, right? Stay tonight, and tomorrow morning, I'm going to take care of it. He's not delaying at all, right? Now, they point out that if he would have delayed, he would have lost it, right? Because he died the following night, right after the beer. So that's some of the point out. But Lamaisa, he says, stay tonight, and it'll be in the morning. So now, the Shaila's had to read this pasuk. If Taiv redeems you, Yigal he'll redeem. Or if he redeems you, Taiv, it'll be good, Yigal he'll redeem. In other words, is Taiv here the name? Or is Taiv here meaning the word good, right? So that's a Shaila in the Mefarshim, whether his name was Taiv. Right, later it's going to call him Pliny Almaini, not going to call him Taiv. So, Vayvah Baiker, it'll be in the morning in Migalech, Taiv, if he redeems you, it'll be good. Right? Rashi said the targum here, Haretav. Right? It'll be good. Right? So not that his name was Taif. So Migalech Taif, if he redeems you, good, Yigal he'll redeem you. If he doesn't want to redeem you, I'll redeem you. Chai Hashem, I swear by Hashem. So what's the Indian of swearing? So like the Gemara says, we mentioned it a few weeks ago on the Friday shiur about somebody could make a shvua to do a mitzvah. Right? How can you make a shvua to do a mitzvah? So the Gemara says that you could be mizaris, a person could be mizaris himself to do a mitzvah by swearing. So I think this is all part of him telling her, don't worry, I'm not just pushing you off, but I'm gonna do the mitzvah right away. Right? So he says, Chai Hashem, he swears by Hashem, he's gonna do it. Shichvi Arabaiker, lay down until the morning. Again, you know, as he's telling her, you could stay here till overnight. Parshas al Sakana, I'm not sure what the Hadgasha is. That's where we started, for some reason, started Pasuk Yedale, but that seems to be a Hadgasha. Matishkav magala yisov araboiker vatokom b'terem yakirish esreyeyu vayoyim al yivodak yivo yisho agoyren. So she lay down by his feet, araboiker, until the morning. Vatokom, and she got up, b'terem yakirish esreyeyu. He talked about why it's ish esreyeyu. Vayoyim al yivodak, nobody should know, kivo yisho agoyren, that this isha came to the garden. Right, so again, I think there's a gosha here, that he was worried that people would think she was Nivalote, not that Stami was Bayol and Isha. Vayoymer hovi amitpachas asher alayich v'echzivo v'toiches bo v'yomot sheis oirim v'yoshes oleo v'yavo yoyir. He said, hovi, bring me amitpachas asher alayich, literally the handkerchief that's on you, v'echzivo, and I'll hold it, Batechazba, and hold it. I'm saying you hold it. Batechazba, and she held it. Vayomer, and he measures six barleys, Vayoshes Aleh, and he put it on the mitpachas, Vayova Yair, and he came to the city. So, first of all, what is this? Well, let's start with the Sheish Sa'irim. What are these six barleys? So Rashi brings, Yavshalayim is Sheish Sa'irim. Can't say it was six saw of barley. Right? What's six barley? Six. Right, six something of barley. So six saw of barley. Shein dagger shalisha less is gemas. He says it's too heavy. So six saw is a huge amount. Ella sheis sa'irim mamish. It must be six barleys. That's ridiculous. I mean, you know, I don't know how many barleys are in one bag of barley you put in the chalon, but it's several hundred, right? Maybe more than that even. So what's six barleys? V'ramaz la. It was a hinter. Sha'az. This is a gemara. The gemara in Sanhedrin. Chela. A son's going to come from her that's bench with six brachas. Right? In other words, these six, where do we say this? Let's see if everybody knows. Where do we say this in davening? Ruach Chachmo, Bina, Eitzu, Gvura, Ruach Das, Yiras Hashem. Where? That they know. We say it in after the Hashem Hashems on Yomim Noiroyim. So we say that the Ribbono Shelo, right? You have a sitter? An article sitter? A sitter that has Yom Tov Davin? No. It's a regular sitter. But it might have it. Should have it. Right in the back? Yeah. Right, Malu Mishal is the Benio Mishalaisa, the Taiba, the Saini, the Saini, the Lossi, the Simcha, the Kalvay Naisai. Right, so we have here. I'm sorry, Shoshu Gomba. Right, that's these six. Right, so it's referring to David HaMelech, and it's referring to Mashiach. Right, that's the pasuk, depending on how you look at the pasuk. Right, but he had these six milas. So Bayaz was giving her a bracha. Right, with these six brachas. Right, those are the six. Right, of course, the six are the six starim, right? We call it there kula, right? The six, I mean, whatever. We could talk about the different time, but lachayra and others. That's the six, the six. Okay, so that's he was gave her six barleys literally as a remez, right? You're gonna have a descendant who has these six brachas, these six brachas. Agav, we're being mispal. We should get that too, right? Now that's what we're davening. Right? We should get that ruach. Okay, but now the mitpachas here. What's this mitpachas asher alayich? She's wearing a handkerchief. So it sounds like, and I think it's even the pashur shat what she was covering her hair with. So the shaila is, how could she uncover her hair? So first of all, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says here. Right, so again, Rabbi Krasner brings it from the time of the Krav. He says that there's a big shaila in the paiskim whether a beula who's not married is mechuyif to cover her hair. Right? We know the din is that a married woman has to cover her hair, midaraisa, right? And an unmarried woman doesn't have to cover her hair. Right? Shaila is why is it an erva by one and not by another? That's a good shaila. But lemaisa, that's the din. Shaila is, let's say you have an isha who is migureshes, right? She's divorced, right? Or her husband died, right? She's an almana. Is she mechuyif to cover her hair, make her a din? Is she not? The whole discussion in the paiskim, right? What about an isha who was mizana? It's another shaila. She was never married, right? The first two, almana and gusha, were married. She was never married, and right, the shaila is both ways. An isha who was married but never had bia, is she mechuyif to cover her hair? An isha had bia was never married, is she mechuyif to cover her hair? So the many paiskim hold that an isha was mezana is mechuyif to cover her hair. Chaim Kanievsky says even like those paiskim, a gaita that was mezana or had bia, and then she was megayeres. So we say gershes gaya kanshin eladami legabi this din that she doesn't have to cover her hair. The ray is from here. How could Rus uncover her hair? She was married previously to Machlay. Teretz says she was megayer afterwards, like we see Rashi over and over again, right? And therefore she was not. She Gershon's guy Kanshin Eidel Dami applies, which is a chiddush by itself that Gershon's guy would apply to this kind of din. Because the women didn't walk around with their hair uncovered, but it wasn't the ikker din. Now it's not so pasha. In other words, the din dairaisa is only bashuk. If you go through the sugi and ksubas, the din dairaisa the woman has to cover her hair is only in public. In her house, it's only what's called dasi hudas, the minig Yisrael, right? But it's not. Whether it's the dasius of the Gemara or it's tam the minig Yisrael, that's a definition, right? And as a woman's not mechuyif, obviously, to cover her hair, if nobody's around, right? That's pasha true, right? It's maybe as a hiddur and there's an inyan, there's grace inyan and b'pisayid also, but the Gemara says a kimchis, her hair never saw the walls of her house, right? But the meikar adin, a woman's not mechuyif to cover her hair in the house. Right, maybe even if people are there, that's a separate thing, right? But you know, but so not necessarily muchrach that you know, it could be she over here. It's a, it was in the gairin, it was private, right? You know, even if bias was there, it wouldn't necessarily be meikar din that she would have to cover her hair anyway. But others on the mitpachas here is not a hair covering; it was some sort of belt, right? It was stam a handkerchief, right? You know, that she carried on her, or you could learn she kept it on her, right? She tied it; she had a tichel. Right, and he's giving her six barleys. He's not like he's giving her a sack of grain over here, right? So he said, "Stick it out, right? The edge of it stick out, and he'll put the six barleys in." She wrapped it up, and she you know, twisted it up, something like that. So, but Havi Amit Pachas Asher Alei. What?
Sperna attaches it as 6 meters, six tabim, which is going to be a sa'ah, which is enough for 7 days.
Right, so it's a measure, right? So now, why is Rashi's only measure son? Right, let's say it was Lugan. Let's say it would be Bayim or Kizasim, right? Right? Why does Rashi go say six saw? It's not the derech of an isha. Yeah, the Gemara is that. I'm saying that's fine. You're right. It's the Gemara, but still, so what? Right? Why is the Gemara? This pushes up the question. Not
the Pirush Rit says it was six saw.
What?
Pirush Rit says it was six saw.
Six saw. Yeah. Okay, that's a lot. But I'm saying why go to six saw? It doesn't say. It says six, right? So you can say six grains, six kazasim, six kebayim, six lugan, six gavin, six afa, six, right, whatever. And it doesn't say. So I'm not sure why the Gemara's only option is saw, right? And therefore, unless the sheer direct, kazasim is certainly sheer direct.
How much did she walk off with?
Yeah, but that was lighter because that was the grain. It wasn't barley's, right? Maybe it's ke'efa. It was ke'efa. Right, ke'efa. Okay, not sure. Yeah, that's more.
A lot
right.
more.
Yeah. Okay, not sure on the pshat. Okay, milamaisam. Let's a couple more minutes. Vatavayel chamaisa vatoimer miat biti vatagen lois kalasher osalahish. She came back to her mother-in-law, and she said, "Who are you, my daughter?" And she told her, what are all the things that the man did to her, right? Meaning what he told her, what he gave her, this the whole conversation, right? But this lasha mi'at biti, right? Meaning she was asking, are you married, right? In other words, did he do yibum? But you see that the whole definition of who an isha is, right, is who she's married to. That's a mi'at. Who are you? Are you the same person you used to be, or are you a different person? Right? Are you Mrs. Bayez? Right? Or are you still Rus? Right? Eishes Machlin. So me at Viti. Vatagid lo ini. She told her Eishes Shasal Ish. Everything min. Vatoy mer sheishas ayri moelin asan li ki amarei lai al tavayir eikom el chamaisech. And she said, these six barleys he gave me. Like he said to me, "Altava yireikum el chamaisik." Don't come empty-handed to your mother-in-law. So the shaila is whether this pasuk is mukhrach the Gemara, or what's in other words. She said, "These are the six ayrim. These six ayrim he gave me, right? Why? What's the hadgash over here? Right? Don't come empty to your mother-in-law. Now, if he gave her a whole sack of grain, so." Okay, so very nice. In other words, you should have what's the essence? I mean, what was this? Is it a present stamazai, right? What it sounds like it was part of the message, right? So Vita Gemara is gevaldik, right? Now these six ayrim he gave me, right? Don't come empty-handed to your mother-in-law. Show her that he gave a bracha that he's going to carry out the marriage. And now this is a simon that she's going to get married and have children, right? That's what's happening over here. If it's a stam, he gave her a sack of grain, so then it shouldn't be part of this conversation, right? That's and bichlal. Why is it mentioned in the psukkah? All right, I guess we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem.